Beginning at the very beginning, this was what, the third election in the United States with John Adams versus Thomas Jefferson. And you can see in the Electoral College how geographically structured it was. New England, some of the middle Atlantic states versus the South, Pennsylvania, in the middle in that swing position. And we'll find there are many times in American history where we have had geographical polarization, and then other periods where it disappears. And it sort of goes back and forth, and new patterns emerge. Very interesting way to look at the issue. Why red and blue? Doesn't have to be. In fact, before 2000, it wasn't. It often wasn't. Different colors were used. Sometimes blue was used for Republicans and red for Democrats, as in this map of 1984. And I should mention this comes from a wonderful internet source, Dave Leep's Atlas of U.S. Presidential Elections. It's on the syllabus. I would highly recommend that you spend some time with it. You can even join and get some extra goodies out of the site. But a wonderful array of maps that, that Dave Leep has put together. He started this before 2000, and he mapped it with the Republicans as blue and the Democrats as red. People write in all the time saying, it's confusing, change it. He said, well, I started doing this a long time ago. Why should I go back and change all of my maps? Well, for your benefit, when I have used his maps, I have made the change. So it's, otherwise, it would be, I think, a bit confusing. But actually, in this very election, 1984, Reagan versus Mondale, David Brinkley on the nightly news described the United States, the map of the United States, as a sea of blue. And by that, he meant Republican voting pattern. And you can certainly see at the county level, oh, yes, indeed, a sea of blue. Even in the Bay Area, you see as much blue as red there. And actually, there were some people on the conservative side of the political spectrum don't like the fact that we now associate the Republicans with red and the Democrats with blue, the argument being that red is the color of socialism. Shouldn't we put it the other way around? There have been arguments, but by and large, the conservatives have made peace with it. And actually, you can find interesting blogs like Red State Blog and a whole number of different sites that embrace the term red state. When we look at Canada, maps of Canada, though, however, we're finding still the convention is to put the conservatives with blue. You can see how conservative Alberta is. And the liberals in various shades of red, pink, if they're not quite so strongly voting. And here we have the Parti Québécois in a sort of a blue-green color. So Canada a little more complicated as far as its party structure goes.